Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy from Texas, Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well, and I hope you survived that Arctic blast that we had earlier in the week. I tell you, it kind of shut things down here in Texas where I live. The roads were icy, and I had to stay in a whole bunch. I thought about going rabbit hunting, but I couldn't get the truck out of the driveway. I want to tell you about what I did do while I was iced in, cabin bound, if you will. I cooked some stir fry out of venison, and it's one of my favorite dishes. Now, you know, a lot of times I'll be talking to you about cooking in a Dutch kettle or, you know, chicken fried deer steak, that kind of deal, chili. This is probably a whole lot more healthy for you, but it's really, really tasty. So chances are good you have some venison in the freezer. If you don't, you can certainly go buy some little round steak at the grocery or just about any kind of, even pork loin cut into little pieces makes good stir fry. But this was a venison stir fry. And the way I did it, I started out, took some, not the backstrap, but some round steak of venison, cut it into little pieces, like little stir fry pieces. And then I put it in a Ziploc bag with a little soy sauce and a lot of stir fry. It's Kokaman, K-O-K-K-A-M-A-N, I think is what it's spelled, the way it's spelled. But most grocery stores has it. It's a stir-fry sauce. So I put some of that in there, a little soy sauce, and just let it marinate for about 24 hours, something like that. You could marinate it overnight. And then I got my skillet with a little olive oil in it. You could use any kind of oil you want, and heat it up to about medium heat, I made sure and pour all the marinade liquid in there with the little pieces of steak that were cut up and cooked it no more than 5 minutes. The little pieces are so thin it doesn't take long, and they're tender after marinating. That seemed to help it get even more tender. Again, I use round steak for this. So after that, I just added the fresh vegetables that I liked. I think you, in a good stir fry, you always need a little cabbage, onion. I like to put mushrooms in there, too. That seems to give it a good flavor. Broccoli, a bunch of broccoli. Carrot, I cut up real small pieces of carrot, put those in there. A little fresh garlic in there with it, not a lot. And basically, you know, that's it. The meat's already cooked, so you just put that other, your veggies in there with it and stir them continually there for, it doesn't take over, gosh, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 minutes to cook all those vegetables. You don't want to cook them where they're just wilted down to keep them kind of crunchy. And then while it's cooking, take a handful of peanuts, cashews, almonds, or a mixture. Some nuts in there cooked with it adds a whole lot to a stir fry, I think. So you've got all that going. And after the whole thing, after the meat's marinated and all, you can have it cooked in 15 minutes, I'm sure. Have a pot of jasmine rice on the side, folks. Now, I did add a little more of the stir-fry sauce once I got all the vegetables in there and stirred around. But once you get all that cooked, just set it back away from the heat. Put you some of that jasmine rice in a big bowl and ladle on that stir fry. Folks, that's a good way to break the winter's cold. I mean, people talk here in Texas about having chili on, you know, when it's really cold in the wintertime. I like chili with beans. I do. But I absolutely love a good stir fry. Folks, remember, you can listen to my weekly podcast, and I wish you would go and subscribe to it. I think you'll like it. It's Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. It's everywhere you find podcasts, you'll find it. So until next week, be safe in the outdoors, stay warm, and cook you. Try a little bit of this stir fry out of some venison or maybe whatever kind of good lean meat that you've got. Be safe. Talk to you next week, friends. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.